Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Barbara Eldridge, host for Trendsetting Women. With me today is our leading lady, Stephanie Blue of TrueBlue.com. I know you heard about Stephanie last time, but we're talking about something different today. So good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Barbara. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Well, I wanted to make sure, you know, our topic is different, and we're really talking about how women transform the world, because you have a different company today, which is TrueBlueWomen.com. So, you know, where did that come from? I'm really curious. I know you are a great photographer and all of that, but this is a totally different business. Am I right?
It is, yes. So True Blue Woman was a bit of a process. And the last couple of years, I took some intensive business trainings and was really narrowing down, you know, like who I am, what makes me tick, what are the core values, things that every entrepreneur should do. But I really got narrowed down to just three words. And what I am is a photographer, an entrepreneur, and a woman. So the photographer, that's there to stay, but the entrepreneur has been developing over the last 10 to 12 years, and the woman part was there, and you know, that entails themes on friendship and nurturing and community. But the first year that I was doing this, I just kind of dismissed it. I was like, well, I'm just a good friend, and I just consider that a personal part of me and nothing related to business. But when that theme came back the second year of these intensive trainings, I was like, well, maybe I need to do this. And since I was on my own and rebranding, I said, let's let that come to the foreground a little bit. So what developed was a way to merge business with that sense of community for women, where women empower and inspire and help each other. So that's how it was born.
That's how it was born. So, yeah. It's an online community. So, who really is a True Blue Woman? Can you give us an example of that? You know, who
sure.
You would, I don't know whether you're selecting people or whether they have self-selected. So, kind of give us an idea of what the community is made up of.
Yeah, basically, you can be a member. You can select yourself, but the True Blue Woman is going to resonate with you. And after a culmination of talking to, you know, dozens and dozens of women over the last couple of years, it's kind of that she's boiled down to someone who cares about her life and her loved ones. She wants to make a positive impact on others. She has integrity and passion and compassion. She wants to be the best she can be, and she wants to help raise up the next generation of women.
Yeah, there was a quote I think I took from your website from Meryl Streep. We are all capable of great things, even world-changing things, if we take inspiration from others and join together to get it done. I think that sounds like it kind of capsulizes it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there an example of someone that you can share with us?
I don't know that it's any one person or even any one incident. It's just, like I said, it's kind of a culmination of just all the different conversations I had. So many people are like, well, I want to do something good. I want to do something meaningful. Others talk about passing it on to helping their next generation. Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's a neighbor. Sometimes it's, you know, actual family. So it's more of that helping spirit and having passion for life and doing what matters and feeds your soul.
and feeds your soul. So when it comes down to it, you know, who could you select for yourself that's had the greatest impact on you? you know, certainly as you've interacted with a lot of people, I'm just curious, are there individual things, or was there one person that really had that impact?
Again, I have been blessed with so many women over the course of my life that have helped me, whether it was personally or business-wise, and I don't know that I can narrow it down to one. I know as I had faced, well, we'll call it a few years ago, being a single mom and just being scared, I had a woman who was strong and had done it, and she just gave me a few simple sentences that, you know, like, you can do it, and just made me believe in myself to know that, you know, I wasn't alone. Others had done it, and I was just as strong as they were. And it continues today with business. You know, I have women that just, I know that I can reach out to if I need help, and I want to make women like that available to the online community. But I would say the ones that have touched me are ones that encourage me to follow my heart and to keep dreaming big and just keep going no matter what.
Excellent, excellent. So to help the audience understand what makes the site truebluewomen.com different than, you know, anything else that's out there, just kind of share a little bit with us.
Right. Well, I did do some research before launching it because I obviously you don't want to duplicate the wheel. And I didn't find anything that really was doing this. There were some sites for entrepreneurs with business tips, and there were mommy tips and things like that. What some people don't know is that I do have a master's degree in social work. So I did work in that field for a number of years. So the part that has like wants to give resources and help people better themselves, however they define that, that part is where some of that theme was coming up in me. So there is nothing that was providing resources for the whole woman, whether she is a stay-at-home mom or an entrepreneur. The other part is, as a photographer, I work with so many experts. There's a way to shine the light on them and having guest articles and, you know, whether it's going to be a video interview or a webinar that I can have other experts come in and contribute to. So there's just nothing that I saw that was really doing all of that, listing events for women, listing fun things that women like to do too. It doesn't always have to be super serious. But then the social good part too, like I said, there are little bits and pieces of everything that we're just combining into one. The social good where people can get involved, because a lot of women were telling me, I wouldn't even know where to start. Stephanie, I just don't even know. But all I know is my corporate job is, you know, sucking the lifeblood out of me. I want to do something meaningful. I don't even know what's out there. So we have a page on communities and causes where people can get involved, whether it is them actually volunteering their time or donating, or if they simply want to shop someplace and know that part of the proceeds will go and help a good cause like fair trade or the fight against domestic violence or whatever it may be. So.
All right. Wow. Okay.
there's a lot going on.
But there's a lot going on. Exactly. And I think that's what comes to me with this next question. You know, with all that you do, I mean, you manage and market your other company. I know that you're out there teaching, and now this online membership site. What are the challenges you face? You know, we're as an entrepreneur myself, I know we juggle things, but how do you manage it all? What can you share with us?
Well, it's funny that you ask. That's true. Time, of course, is the number one, I don't know what the word nemesis, I guess I would say, as any self-employed person. And I just have to remember sometimes, even when you feel a little tired, I saw a quote on Pinterest, I believe, it's like, you have the same number of hours same number of hours in a day as Beyonce or anyone. You know. And so you just kind of have to get it done. Part of it, I mean, one of the most amazing things that I get to do with True Blue Women is interview inspiring women that are out there making a difference. And I so love sitting down with them when they share their story with me. Then I go home and write it up, and I get to share that with the community. But, it's true. Arranging and conducting those interviews and writing it up, scheduling all the posts, it's time-consuming. I think in time it will, the burden on me for producing content will go down a little bit more, because we will be having more, as the community grows, we will be having more resources and more experts that are part of the community that can then contribute and educate the membership for themselves. So I think it will shift a little bit, but for now, yes, time is always a critical factor.
You're a little bit more technology savvy than I am. I have to say, is that part of the thing that's helping you in this case, since it is an online community?
Yes and no. Part of it, knowing how to do it means that I end up doing it, which takes more time versus if I just could claim ignorance and have someone else manage it for me. But at this point, I am kind of doing it because I know I can work on it at midnight if I want to, and I don't have to wait for someone else's business hours availability. So.
Wow. And this is all done in between the other business, right? Actually, several businesses. I don't want us to lose sight of that. You have several other businesses that you know, in your, where you focus your photography and things. But so yeah. have you created, you know, I mean, being an online community, have you created any live True Blue Women events, or is that not something that is happening?
It's funny, when I did the soft launch, that was one of the main questions people would ask me. Well, it's online, but are you doing networking events? Are you doing this or that? And I was like, really, event producer is not another hat I want to wear. However, there has been a little bit of talk as far as putting together like a holiday shopping spree, because we do have so many fantastic vendors that have a give back part. Okay, so if we could create a space where all the vendors could come together and women could shop, knowing that, you know, a good portion of the proceeds that night is going to help out different charities, I think that might be a good idea. But I would say that for the most part, I like True Blue Women shining the spotlight on other people having events rather than me trying to coordinate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, stay tuned for the holiday one. That just might happen.
That's in the thought process, is what I'm hearing.
That's what you're hearing, yes.
Okay. All right. So overall, what you know, the overall impact of True Blue Women, where are you going with it? Is this, I mean, I know a lot of the people that you've worked with here locally are on the site, but, you know, what's your vision of where this can go?
Well, part of the process to create True Blue Women, and it is just FYI, women singular, not women. But part of that process was that as the social worker who's now a photographer, and it kind of seems a little bit fluffy, you know, compared to the nitty gritty hard work that social workers do. And when I was doing some of the photography, and women would all of a sudden be like, I that's not me. That can't be me. I'm not that beautiful. And we would have some of those like really cathartic moments of where she would be able to finally see herself as beautiful. And it was those moments that bring up the goosebumps. And I was like, you know what? I'm still impacting lives. It's, you know, just, it's different. It's a different way. And what I realized is that I thrive on moments like that. I absolutely love giving people confidence and making them feel better when they leave me than when they came in. I love that. But the photography part is limited to the person sitting in front of me. And I didn't want to have those constrictions anymore, so I went online. And by putting that information online and helping people, I want to have impact. And it's not, at this point, it is San Diego-centric, although you will start noticing some LA events, some New York, and other things, because it's not going to be geographically bound to San Diego any longer.
So. Excellent, excellent. All right. So that means then tapping into some other good cause events outside of San Diego.
Absolutely, yeah.
So will that be dependent more on what people want to bring to the table, what they're suggesting, or are you going to invite those kinds of organizations or causes into the site?
It will be a combination of the two. It's been a bit of a labyrinth, and really just conversations that I have with people that I never would have anticipated going anywhere have led to already some miraculous have you met this person? You know, just kind of last minute, oh, here's a ticket for such and such an event. And now, you know, it just leads into one thing after another. Oh, well, did you meet this person? Then I'm having a sit down, which is then leading in a whole different direction. So I think that I will start meeting and exploring some of the more national, large city type things. If they come to me, that's great. But at this point, it's just, I'm following the trails wherever they lead at this point.
You're allowing it to come to you is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
when you're juggling it all, sometimes it's difficult. You know, I interviewed somebody last month on from Donation Match, which is, you know, has a that kind of component. So it's kind of funny that I've gone down this trail here with the cause related sites, because it's such, I think, a growing thing, especially where women are concerned. So is that the biggest part of True Blue Woman, or is it the combination of things? I'm just kind of looking at it from, you know, stepping back and saying, you know, what is it?
It's social good is definitely more on trend with people today. And I think compared to when I graduated to the kids that are coming out of high school and college now, they really want to be involved with companies that do something good. And they are very much the peacekeepers and people that want to promote social justice, social change, be more green, be more thoughtful. And I think then there's also the women who have been out of school a number of years, like myself, that are also starting to look back on their lives and say, really, is this all there is, or what else can I do? I have a friend that said, I am looking at how little I can live on from my regular job just to have time to go do something meaningful, because they really, really have this strong desire to help. And I think that with that younger generation and us that are not as young, there's this beautiful place where we can come together in the middle and really be helping that, especially looking at the next generation of girls and just making sure that they come up in that and that they feel strong and confident and secure and business savvy, and you know that it's not just about looks, but what else can you do and what can you do in the world? And I think that between the young millennials now and us not so, so it's just a great place to come together. And like I said, the social justice are definitely on the rise, because businesses are seeing that it's good for them too. It helps their PR and it helps customers want to do business with them.
That is a strong point, you know, in this day and age. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. before we go any further, I just in case our listeners may want to reach you after the show, how would you like them to contact you?
They can reach me at, well, truebluewoman.com. And anyone can go on there and start a 7-day trial visit. Membership is about $9 a month, so it's very reasonable for all the resources and community that you get. We also have a private Facebook group page where we can keep the conversations going. And then my email is Stephanie, Stephanie, at True Blue Woman, and that's WOMAN.com.
Well, you know, we like to do things, and we like to have things on the horizon. And I guess I'm wondering what's next for Stephanie.
Oh, I think I'm good for now.
Well, as we expand outside the country, are we going to start traveling, to meet some of these other women? I'm just kind of curious, has that entered your thought processes yet?
grazed by, yes. I think a lot of it will end up being different conferences in some of the major cities, possibly having some type of a presence there and making them aware. But
are you going to go on the speaking circuit is what I'm asking?
Perhaps later in 2016, but not at the moment. Yeah.
Not at the moment. Okay. Well, you know, it's just, you know, all of these things, you know, come about and, you know, you, all those beautiful faces on the site, you know, people want to see your face. So I'm just curious as to how you're going to really make this happen. I think there's always that want to and then not want to. I mean, traveling around, it for me is not my most favorite thing to do, but you know, I did that too many years ago, but who knows, that may be on your agenda. So I was just curious about that because people can then start inviting you. We have a wide audience, so
yeah,
I thought I'd put it out there for you.
Absolutely, thank you. I'm certainly open to it, and I'm not opposed to traveling. I just also know I don't have, it would be short jaunts. I can't be weeks at a time with my other business, but absolutely, it's something I'm open to.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to share with our audience that is, you know, really important with respect to not just growing True Blue Women, but getting the message out there?
I think, is there any one thing? Mostly, if the message is resonating with you and you have other groups, whether it's a book club or a networking group or a Seroptimist, whatever it may be, and you're interested in learning more, I would love to have a sit down with you. If there's inspiring women that are out there, maybe just doing it and they are changing the game, but they don't have a spotlight on them, then I would love to, again, have their information to meet with them. There's one lady that I don't have her written up yet on the site, but she's a local woman and in aesthetic medicine, which, again, sounds kind of fluffy, you know, Botox, things like that. But she does laser tattoo removal for young girls that have gotten out of human trafficking. And so every 6 weeks, a whole day is donated where these cosmetic surgeons go in and remove tattoos from these girls that essentially have been branded by pimps. Mm-hmm. And they're not from third world countries. They're from San Diego County and they're very young. And I'm like, what, you know, and most people aren't even aware that that's happening to some of our own local youth. Let alone that there's someone out there that's donating a day of their time every 6 weeks to help them with multiple treatments that can be really painful, but it's the difference of them being able to get a regular job where they can, you know, mm-hmm. wear a normal t-shirt without having their past, like, stuck right out there in front of everyone. So,
wow.
If you know a woman who's doing something anywhat similar in power to that, I absolutely want to meet her.
Excellent. Well, I'd like to say thank you, Stephanie, for being our trendsetting woman today, and our special thanks to our listeners. We will be here next week, same time, same station, and we air every Monday at 9 Pacific time, and explaining what we do and why we do it. I'm Barbara Eldridge, host of Trendsetting Women. Thank you for listening today, and make it a great week. I know you can make it a million-dollar day. You have the power to do it. Bye now.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.